I had called about a month ago about the Hadley School for the Blind. You had mentioned you're into chess.
Yes.
Would you really consider that yourself, teaching?
Teaching chess to blind?
To the blind, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know why I'm blind.
You had mentioned that. You talk about driving. Are you...
No, when I say...
Blind, you got a license?
When I say driving, I mean riding along. It's like I say I watch television, but what I mean is I heard it. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that's cool. But
well, it actually isn't. It was in Vietnam, but the accident happened. But it's okay now.
Was that a gunshot or what?
It was a mine.
Oh, mine. I went blind by gunshot.
Oh, was it your wife? I had a fellow who went blind. His wife. Was it your wife?
No. This was in Cincinnati, and I was target
Gambling?
Shooting.
Oh, you were target shooting?
Yeah, of all the damn things, you know.
And what happened?
It hit the optical nerve.
No, but I mean, was the target your face, or what were you shooting at?
At a target about 50 feet away, and missed it, and it ricocheted, the bolt ricocheted, and came in the left side.
Ricocheted off the target?
Off of some rocks, boulders, that kind of thing.
And shot right back at your face?
And it bounced over from the left and came over. I was standing next to the guy that was shooting.
Oh, the guy next to you did the shooting?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, how did he feel? Did you turn with your weapon and take him out?
I didn't have a weapon. He had the weapon, and I just went to the ground.
So you went there just to see what target shooting was
right.
all about,
and I
thinking you might want to get into it, and I assume
down,
you never
I
did.
I went down on the ground, and I was out for 3 days. I didn't know anything was going on.
And when you woke up, some doctor said to you, guess what, friend, you'll never see again.
Yeah, he said we never say never. That's a good way of looking at it, you know.
When you found out that you were blind, did you want to talk to that fella?
Yeah, we had quite a run-in after that for a while, and we got it straightened out, though. It was just an accident. It wasn't something that was intentional or anything.
Right.
Like
well, when you said you had a run-in, I assume...
Anger.
I assume you kind of unloaded on the guy.
Yes, I had anger, yeah. Intense anger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no longer.
How long
he's
ago?
He's adopted my kids, as a matter of fact.
He's adopted your children?
He's adopted them. He married my ex-wife.
Now,
he was a real close friend of mine.
This wasn't a grand scheme of his. I mean, it didn't go boom, boom, boom like dominoes. He didn't. You went blind. You got divorced.
Yeah.
He got your wife. He got your kids.
Getting the head wound taken care of, and I got served by divorce papers. Weird.
Yeah, that's one way of describing it.
That's right.
Newt Gingrich's ex-wife has a different description for it. Holy smokes.
Yeah, it all came tumbling down all at once, you know.
Boy, I would be mad all right. And then you got divorced, and then you had it out with this guy, and you made up, and after you made up, he said, I'm going to marry that gal that dropped you.
Yeah.
And
he was seeing her while we were married, as a matter of fact, and I didn't know that until...
He is a buddy. I bet he studied what happens when you shoot rocks before he was doing this target practice.
Maybe he never could shoot. Well, we used to do a lot of target shooting. He and I, before things came to a head, we used to go out VFW club and do a lot of target shooting out there, both he and I. So, you know, we were really close friends.
And how did he break it to you that he was going to be marrying your wife and adopting your children?
When I got the divorce papers.
You found this out while you were still in the hospital after he shot you?
Christmas Day, as a matter of fact. Talking about Christmas present. It happens that way. What can you say, you know?
Merry Christmas!
Yeah.
Oh, that is the saddest story I've ever heard.